Hello, everyone. It's Luna Lai here, back again with my co-host,
Rebel 45 on the set.
Thanks so much for joining us in this recorded episode for Chakras, Meditation and Balancing, Part 2, plus Activation.
So before we go breaking down how to balance each chakra, let's talk about a quick way to balance the chakras in a very general way. This would be great for beginners. One way to do a general chakra balance is through meditation. Any of your chakras can be easily balanced by meditation. You may be wondering what meditation is exactly.
Meditation is where an individual uses a breathing and relaxation technique to achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm stable state. Lots of people like to meditate with music. Music isn't necessary for meditation, but for those of you who prefer it, there are lots of guided meditation and meditation music videos on YouTube. When using meditation to balance one's chakras, all you have to do is keep in mind the color of the chakra you want to balance. Before we dive into it, here is my co-host, Rebel 45, with today's story, My Kundalini Awakening.
For those of you wondering what a Kundalini Awakening is, sorry, but that's a topic all of its own and will be on a future podcast at a later time. And now we're going to jump into My True Story of Awakening My Kundalini Energy by Dr. Paul Hayter. Just the other day, I had a profound awakening. But my first attempt, I became very ill. I'd been trying over the last 2 years to awaken my Kundalini energy, and both times, I became very ill after trying to open up this energy at the base of my spine. So ill that I had high blood pressure, headaches, nausea, dizziness, and lightheadedness for a couple weeks afterwards. So my second attempt, I also became very ill. Because of that first attempt, I was very fearful of trying again. But I'm persistent, and after a while, I forgot how terrible it was to be ill. So I attempted to open up my Kundalini energy once again, and the exact same thing happened. I became very ill with all the same symptoms that I had before. You would think, well, so much for that, but that didn't stop me. Finally, success, the three-headed cobra. A few days ago, I tried, and this time the passage of energy was successful. Three lines of light moving up my spine, and the lines of light are like cobras that hang over a person's head. I wondered what these three lines of light meant for me, and I was told, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. There were also spontaneous and involuntary movements of the body as the energy moves in the spine. You can't control it, and it will subside. Spontaneous vision of the energy of the universe. Right after that, I spontaneously moved into a vision of seeing all of the energy of the universe spiraling around in eddies around the galaxies. I could see the spiderweb-like fingers of this energy that stretch out in every direction. I could see how our negative thinking, atomic energy, with other waves of energy degrading the universal energy. We are all one. From seeing this, I knew without a doubt that we are all one, that there is nothing that's disconnected from anything. We are a sea of energy. All matter is just energy, and all energy moves from matter to energy and back and forth. I was brought to tears with all this information brought to me in the blink of an eye. I also found my head was clearer, and I had more energy. My workouts were much better, and I noticed things I never noticed before. I found myself thinking in the we instead of the I, which was very profound. I was peaceful, calm, compassionate, and empathic, with a more profound spiritual connection than ever before. I've heard there will be spontaneous things that take place once the energy is opened, so I will have to wait and see what takes place next as I embark on this new spiritual journey. But one thing is for sure, I know it will all be great.
Wow, good for him for not giving up there. It's really good he didn't give up.
Now it's time for our fun fact of the day. There are three types of meditation. They are Vipassana, V-I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A, chakra, and yoga.
Well, that's really interesting because I had no idea that yoga was a form of meditation.
All right, so here's your host, Luna Light, to tell you about the balancing of the root chakra.
Thank you. Now let's dive in and talk about how to balance chakra number one. It's the root chakra and is red in color. One way to balance the root chakra is with the following crystals: red carnelian, red jasper, bloodstone, black tourmaline, and obsidian. The red carnelian is worn for courage and strength. It can also be used to cleanse and activate the root chakra. Red jasper is also used to cleanse and balance. Bloodstone is worn to repel negativity and promote self-esteem.
So bloodstone would be good for those of you with low self-esteem.
It can also be used to cleanse and balance. Black tourmaline is used for spiritual grounding. It is also good for protection against demons. It can also be used to cleanse and activate. Finally, we have the obsidian. It is black in color. Good for protection, cleansing, and balancing. Other ways to balance your root chakra is by wearing red, eating red foods, and you can also say root chakra affirmations. Some root chakra affirmations you can say include: number 10, I am immersed in abundance. Number 9, I am at home in my own body. Number 8, I love my body and trust its wisdom. Number 7, I am financially free. Number 6, the earth supports me and my needs. Number 5, with every breath, I release the anxiety and fear within me. Number 4, I release any doubts and fears. Number 3, I am safe, protected, and guided in this world. Number 2, I am nourished and supported by Mother Earth. Number 1, I am here and I am safe.
Now moving on to chakra number 2. It is the sacral chakra, and it is orange in color. One way to balance the sacral chakra is with the following crystals: agate, amber, carnelian, copper, fossils, jasper, petrified wood, pyrite, sunstone, and tiger's eye. The agate is a grounding and soothing stone. It improves your vitality, concentration, and self-esteem. It helps to balance your material and spiritual life, therefore stabilizing your aura. It's good for physical protection, not only for yourself, but for others around you. The amber crystal helps you connect with trees, nature, the evolution of planet Earth, and of course, animals. It provides the user with decisiveness and clarity. It will enhance memory and intellect. Also, orange and brown colored amber will activate this chakra. The carnelian crystal is a stone of success. It will motivate you to achieve goals in work and or study. It is also called the artist stone, stimulating creativity.
That would be a good stone for those of you who are having trouble being creative.
It will help against psychic attack, and based on this evidence, it is a strong protective crystal. Now let's talk about copper. In ancient times, copper was quite treasured by gods and goddesses alike. It was prized in alchemy, and being conductive in healing, it is a positive energy that replaces the negativity. Next, we have fossils. They will help you to get rid of old habits.
So, for you cigarette smokers out there, get your fossil and carry it around, man. Come on. Quit buying those expensive cigarettes.
And they also allow you to be able to let any past life carryovers go. Giving you a fresh perspective will encourage innovation and receptivity. Fossils are a record from the past, therefore making them useful in any blocks, issues, and concerns with your own past and ancestral spirits. Again, we have Jasper. Being known as a supreme nurturer, it is excellent for balancing and grounding energies. It greatly assists with overcoming fears and obstacles. It is a great promoter for a healthy sex life. Next up is petrified wood. It is excellent for grounding, keeping you centered, balanced, rejuvenated with Mother Earth's energy.
According to our research, if you carry a piece of petrified wood,
yes, she said wood,
around with you at all times, it will keep you grounded at all times.
Assisting you with spiritual healing, it aligns the seven bodies.
And the seven bodies are the seven layers of your aura surrounding your body.
Petrified wood is a tree fossil, thus allowing you to connect with nature, plants, history, and memory. Next, we have pyrite.
Also known as fool's gold. Back in the day, back in the gold rush days, many gold rushers were tricked into thinking that they had a fortune when all they had was pyrite. That's why it's called fool's gold.
It is excellent in shielding against negativity and evil. It is a great sustainer for health, intellect, and emotional well-being, and is very protective. Now let's talk about the sunstone. This stone is of light and happiness. It helps to strengthen desire, intellect, and optimism. It has the life-giving energy of the sun, so it has the ability to activate all seven of your chakras. Finally, we have tiger's eye. It is very protective. Watching
and pretty. It's very pretty, too.
For sure. It's a very eye-appeasing to look at. It is very protective, watching over you, your space, and your family. It contains the energy of the feline, giving confidence, self-esteem, and courage. Other ways to balance the sacral chakra is by eating orange foods.
That would be good for those of you who love oranges.
You can also wear orange or say sacral chakra affirmations. Some of these are, and we have a list of 10 here for you. Number 10, I attract like-minded people who support and love me for who I am. Number 9, I am radiant, beautiful, creative, and enjoy a healthy, passionate life. Number 8, it is my birthright to receive pleasure and have all my needs met.
I actually don't agree with that because we are not entitled to anything, and having an attitude of entitlement will only set you up for failure.
Number 7, I am allowing my creativity to flow through me freely. Number 6, I am feeling complete peace from within. Number 5, I am honoring my body and treat myself respectfully. My sexuality is sacred. Number 4, I embrace and celebrate my sexuality. Number 3, I trust my feelings and give them ample room for expression. Number 2, I am grateful for the joy of being me. And number 1, I am living a pleasurable life.
Now, let's talk about how to balance chakra number 3, which is the solar plexus. And it is yellow in color. One way to balance the solar plexus is with the following crystals: amber, citrine, lemon quartz, yellow jasper, yellow tourmaline, and the beautiful tiger's eye. The amber needed to balance the solar plexus needs to be yellowish orange. It is an organic gemstone. It cleanses and balances, as well as increasing mental clarity and promoting confidence. Citrine, commonly known as the success stone. It cleanses and balances and increases personal empowerment and confidence. Lemon quartz is yellow and is a stone of optimism.
So citrine would be a good stone for all of you who aren't very optimistic.
It cleanses and balances. Yellow jasper is also known as the stone of protection. It also activates and balances. Yellow tourmaline is good for detoxification of the body, and it cleanses, activates, and balances. Tiger's eye needs to be golden brown for this chakra. It is a protective stone, excellent for grounding, cleansing, and balancing. Other ways to balance the solar plexus is by eating yellow foods, wearing yellow, and also by saying the solar plexus affirmations. An example of these affirmations are 10, I am the embodiment of inner peace and confidence. Number 9, I am worthy of love, kindness, and respect. Number 8, I am manifesting easily and gracefully. Y'all, I think I need to memorize that one and live by it. Number 7, I release judgment of others and of myself. Number 6, I am strong. Number 5, I stand in my power. Number 4, I can do everything that I desire. Number 3, the power within me burns through all blocks and fears. Number 2, I accomplish tasks easily and effortlessly. And number 1, I honor the power within me. I honor myself.
Okay, moving on. Next we have chakra number 4, which is the heart chakra. It is green in color, and here are the crystals that will help balance the heart chakra. Rose quartz, emerald, peridot, prehnite, rhodonite, and jade.
And no, we're not talking about Jaden by Aerosmith. And I also want to say really quick that rose quartz is good for taking away your headaches. Tried it, and I'm a believer, y'all. I'm converted.
And also green and venturine. Rose quartz brings unconditional love with infinite peace. It purifies and opens on all levels, giving deeper inner healing. It attracts love, strengthens empathy, and releases negative vibrations, replacing it with love energy.
So that means if you're looking for a new relationship, then carry some rose quartz around with you.
Next up is the emerald. It is good for enhancing unity, unconditional love, and partnership. It opens the heart chakra to calm our emotions, which allow us to recover from the negative emotions, thus replacing them with positive action. It strengthens our ability to enjoy life at its fullest. Next, we have peridot. It is a protective stone for our aura. Cleansing subtle and physical bodies, it removes patterns and vibrations that no longer serves you.
And it goes along with the saying, we've all heard it, out with the old, in with the new.
It motivates and assists with changes of our life. Now let's talk about prehnite. It is spelled P-R-E-H-N-I-T-E. It brings unconditional love and serenity. It assists us to live in harmony with nature and spiritual growth. For you energy workers out there, this stone is very important because it heals the healer.
That is really good to know. That is really good information to know, especially for us, and I say us because I'm one too, especially for us physical empaths who seem to get the pain and sicknesses of those who heal. So, good information. Moving on.
Now we have rhodonite. It's an emotional balancer, transforming our trauma and pain into forgiveness and love. It is a stimulator clearer, and activator, encouraging us to achieve our highest potential. Now we have Jade.
Once again, not the Aerosmith song.
It gathers wisdom and creativity and is a symbol of purity and serenity. It harmonizes the heart, aiding in emotional release. It gives you insight that you are a spiritual being on a human journey.
I always like to say that we are spirits on a human journey, not humans on a spirit journey.
And keeping you focused on not losing sight for your path. Last here is Green Adventuring. It brings well-being and emotional calmness. Being a healer of the heart, it stimulates new growth, bringing peace, prosperity, and abundance. Then, of course, we have the other ways, which include eating green foods.
Great for you salad lovers.
Wearing anything green. And, of course, the heart chakra affirmations. We have a list of 10 here, and I'm going to start with number 10. Number 10, I choose to be united with all beings, visible and invisible, in the realm of love and light. Number 9, I am peaceful. Number 8, I accept things as they are. Number 7, I live in balance in a state of gracefulness and gratitude. Number 6, love is my guiding truth in life, and I give and receive love effortlessly and unconditionally. Number 5, I forgive myself, I forgive others.
Ha! I need to say that one over and over and over and over and over.
Number 4, I live in balance with others. Number 3, there is an infinite supply of love. Number 2, I am loving to others and to myself. And number 1, I am worthy of love.
So, chakra number 5 is the throat chakra. Blue in color. The crystals that help balance it are aquamarine, angelite, lapis lazuli, spelled L-A-P-I-S-L-A-Z-U-L-I. Blue lace azate, blue kyanite, blue apatite, turquoise, sodalite, and azurite. Wow, y'all, that is a mouthful. Alright, so let's talk about aquamarine. It is the stone of courage. It opens and balances and increases peaceful self-expression, thus allowing heightened courage and honest communication. I'll say that one again, honest communication. It's popular with teachers and speakers because it helps overcome the fear of speaking and encourages clarity of thought. The angelite is a stone of awareness. It is an angelic stone. It helps you speak truth with compassion. It expresses love and light, balancing your thyroid and parathyroid glands. It unblocks energetic pathways for enhanced communication with your guides and angels. It appears on new one things. It heightens the skills of telepathy, clairvoyance, and astral travel. Actually, while doing my research for this recorded episode, I said I need one of these, and I got psychic chills. So I went online and ordered one right away, and I cannot wait to get it. I'm so excited. So next up is lapis lazuli. It helps the guard against psychic attacks. That would be good for, if you know an energy vampire or anything like that, get you a lapis lazuli. It also brings deep peace by quickly reducing stress. It encourages self-awareness, reveals inner truth, and allows self-expression by providing qualities of honesty. Honesty, morality, and compassion to the personality. It encourages creativity and stimulates clarity. My Patchouli bonds relationships by aiding an expression of your emotions and feelings. It also has some health benefits, such as lowering blood pressure, boosting the immune system, purifying blood, and it also cools and soothes areas of inflammation. It helps alleviate depression, anger, and insomnia. It is also beneficial for the upper respiratory system and throat and vocal cords. Next is Blue Legs Agate. It boosts your ability to communicate with your It boosts your ability to communicate with your higher self. It can bring calmness and peace of mind and promotes emotional healing. It brings tranquility and alleviates anger and nervous tension. It is excellent if you need a boost in your ability to express yourself. And it's important that we learn to express ourselves in healthy ways. It also aids in releasing old emotions related to childhood trauma. It also aids in angel contact. Now let's talk about blue tyrenide. It is excellent for meditation. It doesn't retain negativity, so it never needs to be cleansed. And how wonderful is that? I know myself, I definitely need one. It increases psychic abilities on all levels. It aids in logical thinking by driving away anger and frustration. And it helps you to communicate with your spirit guides. Blue tyrenide also helps to heal infections and is a natural pain reliever. Once again, blue tyrenide is a natural pain reliever. Now we have Blue Mapatite. It aids in personal growth and is a stone of manifestation.
For anyone who has trouble manifesting, this would be a good crystal for you.
It is brilliant for opening the throat chakra while resonating with your spirit guides. It has a dual action of dispelling negativity while also stimulating personal truth. It can even give you knowledge of past life experiences. And who don't want to know about who the heck we was in our past lives? Right? Interesting, y'all. This is good stuff. Next up is my personal favorite, turquoise. It has been used for talismans for kings, warriors, and shamans. And even to this day, Native Americans believe it has healing powers. It facilitates clear communication and opens all the chakras. Every one of them. Now let's talk about sodalite. It is useful to promote friendship and business, helping you to express your thoughts and enhances creativity. Most artists and performers carry it. It aids in public speaking. Lastly, we have azurite, primarily used for the third eye, but will stimulate the throat chakra. It helps you to verbalize long-standing communication issues. It helps you to keep a clear head. As you know, you can also balance the throat chakra by eating blue foods. Not that I can think of any blue foods right off the top of my head. How about you?
Blueberries.
Well, that one just fit right by me, didn't it? So, yeah, you can eat blue foods, wear blue, and, of course, you can say the throat chakra affirmations. 10 examples of these are, number 10, I express love and goodness each time I speak. Number 9, I live in my truth. I communicate my truth. I am the truth. Number 8, I am safe and trust others to allow me to express myself truthfully. Number 7, I listen to my body and my feelings to know what my truth is. Number 6, I love to share my experiences and wisdom. I know when it is time to listen. Because we all know there's a time to speak and a time to listen. At least most of us know that anyways. So, number 5, I speak my truth clearly. Number 4, I am an important voice in the world. My voice is heard. Let me repeat that one. I am an important voice in the world. My voice is heard. And I think I need to get that one tattooed on my forehead. Number 3, creativity flows in and through me. Number 2, I am expressing myself with clear intent. And number 1, I hear and speak the truth.
Okay, now moving on. We're moving on to the third eye chakra. The crystals to balance it are amethyst.
Amethyst has a lot of great uses, as well as very beautiful, and also love purple. Love it, love it.
Moldavite, and I will spell it Moldavite. Purple fluorite and black obsidian. First up, let's talk about amethyst. It opens, stimulates, and balances. It offers wisdom, healing, and protection from harm. Now for moldavite. It cleanses, stimulates, and balances while clearing negativity. It restores balance to all of the chakras. It's good for enhancing dreams and dream recall.
That would be a good crystal for the people who had trouble recalling their dreams.
Purple fluorite stimulates and balances. It dispels negativity while promoting intuition with mental clarity and focus. Lastly, we have black obsidian. It stimulates and balances and expels negativity and can unblock all the chakras while enhancing emotional control. Other ways to balance the third eye chakra is by wearing indigo and by saying the third eye chakra affirmations.
And what are they?
Some examples here. We have a list of 6 for you. Number 6, I am open myself to inner guidance and wisdom. Number 5, I see and take responsibility for the reality I have created. Number 4, I am aware of and take responsibility for my receptivity. Number 3, I clearly see the challenges set before me. Number 2, I am open to the wisdom of elders. And number 1, I dwell in the present time.
All right. Last but certainly not least is the crown chakra. And it's purple in color. The crown chakra balancing crystals are white onyx, white agate, apatholite, spelled apothyllite, clear quartz, and selenite. White onyx promotes energetic mastery. White onyx promotes energetic mastery. It discerns universal energies and aligns them cosmically. While agate is spiritually grounding, allowing you to feel secure in your higher connections. Next up is apatholite. It is a powerful energy transmitter. It can serve as a stone or a crystal. It creates conscious connection between the physical and spiritual realms. Next up is clear quartz. It is a master healer for all chakras. It is pure and reliable. It balances, clears, and energizes the crown. Now, last but not least is the selenite. It clears obstructions and promotes clear communication. This powerful stone can open your crown, connecting you for angelic communication. Now for the affirmations. I am at peace. That was number 5. Okay, let's say it again. I am at peace. Number 4, all is well. Number 3, I am connected to the universe. Number two, everything is connected. And number one, I am a divine being. And here's my co-host, Rebel 45, with a list of all, with a list of crystals that work for all the chakras.
All right, here we go. We've got some crystals that are universal and can be interchanged with all seven chakras. And they are amethyst, quartz, carnelian, citrine, lapis lazuli, rose quartz.
Gotta love the rose quartz.
Limonite.
And, it's very good to know that there's, some crystals out there that balance all the chakras, you know?
Smoky quartz, garnet, malachite, fluorite, Herkimer diamond, chrysoprase, and kyanite.
And a final word to all you parents out there listening. Teach your kids about crystals, y'all. Well, why would you do that? Because then they won't have the money for crystal meth. Our topic next week will be aura readings and psychic readings.
This is Rebel 45.
And learn a lot.
Signing off.
And come back next week, and we hope y'all join the live podcast.
Looking forward to seeing you guys then.
And we're out.